Now, the Hecatomnids, Mausolus's grandfather and father, and he himself, as well as his brothers, spent a lot of energy not only beautifying the city of Halicarnassus, but also beautifying the sanctuary of their favorite god, Zeus. Now, Zeus was worshipped in the city of Mylasa, but his most important sanctuary was high in the mountains at a place called Lebranda, where Zeus had a sanctuary there. Now, this sanctuary of Zeus was connected to the old capital city of Mylasa by an 8-mile-long sacred road, very, very difficult to cross. In fact, the first time I visited the site, one had to go on a tractor. It was very difficult to visit the site. Now there's a fairly good road, but it's a very, very remote place. Now, the sanctuary, or sacred zone, had been in existence as early as the 7th century BC, but very little remains from that early time period. The spot seemed to have been chosen because of the beauty of the place, as well as the abundance of water. There's a gushing spring even today that pours along the many terraces of this sanctuary. There's also a curiously shaped rock, a big circular rock, and the water runs right past that. And it's been considered the fact that this strange rock and the water may have made this site seem to be a holy place. In any case, it was sacred to Zeus. Now, we know from literature that every year, the people of Caria, as a group, would march up the sacred way from Mylasa to participate in a festival. There would be athletic competitions, there'd be musical recitals, and many, many animals would be sacrificed to Zeus, and feasting would take place. And since the sanctuary was fairly roomy with numerous terraces, it's thought that the visitors would camp out on these terraces, perhaps in portable tents, and spend several days at this festival. Now, beginning with Hecatomnus, we see an increased buildup in this sanctuary, and mostly done by that leader and his descendants. Hecatomnus himself set up an impressive statue to Zeus within the sanctuary, and then each of his descendants tended to donate more and more buildings to enhance this place. Now, luckily, because Lebranda is so remote today, most of these buildings are still standing, and there's actually a remarkable degree of preservation. Many of the buildings are still standing up to the height of their original roof, so 2 stories tall. In most places where there have been a lot of later inhabitants, buildings get dismantled and reused, and that's exactly what happened with the mausoleum at Halicarnassus. But at Lebranda, the buildings are in pristine condition. Now, Mausolus himself, besides building up the city of Halicarnassus, he actually built an impressive temple to Zeus at this site, although it was his younger brother, Idrius, who completed it. Both Mausolus and his younger brother built a kind of structure that's rather unique for sanctuaries, at least in this part of the world, large dining rooms. Now, today we call these dining rooms androns, which means men's room, since only men in Carian society dined together. Now, this dining was part of the festival to celebrate Zeus. Animals were sacrificed at an altar to Zeus and were burned and cooked there, and Zeus would evidently enjoy the smell of the cooked meat. But it was the participants who got to enjoy the food itself, and they would dine together in this ceremonial building, this andron. Now, 2 existed, one built by Mausolus and one built by his younger brother, and it's obvious that this was for the most important participants of this festival. They were rectangular buildings that were designed to hold couches along the walls, these clinés. And we've talked about how clinés are present in tombs as a sort of beds for the deceased, but similarly, they're also used for dining because people in much of the ancient world dined lying down. So these androns then were designed to hold these benches, and in each of the androns, there was enough space to hold 11 diners. There were numerous windows in the walls, and we can actually still see the slots where wooden shutters would have fit into the windows to protect the diners from the elements. And the windows, of course, would have lit the room. There also were two large niches at the back of the androns, and these probably held statues of the Hecatomnid family. So there was no question, even in this remote sanctuary, of who was ruling Caria.